Father, we thank you for your word that is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Holy Spirit, you're the teacher. We welcome you. We need you to teach us. We need you to give us revelation of the word. You wrote the word. You gave it to men and they wrote it down. They penned it down. But Holy Spirit, you're the author. You're the breath of God. So give us revelation. We pray right now, God, that you would grant us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in your scriptures. That we would find a hidden treasure here today, God. We would see your glory in the word today, God. We would dig it out and search it out, Father, and see your glory. See that good place in your word, God, where your glory, where that revelation is hidden. In Jesus' name. Okay, I told you that Carmen had connected me with the teaching by Gary Cassie. G-A-R-Y is his first name. That's easy enough. And Cassie, K-E-E-S-E-E, is his last name. If you want to look him up on YouTube and you want to study that out for yourself. But you know, there's nothing new under the sun, right? What will be has already been. Amen. K-E-E-S-E-E. So as I'm studying this, God has given me my portion. God has given me my part to share with you. Amen. So this is not just a duplication of what I heard him teach, okay? I'm studying it out. I'm digging for, as a king would dig out revelation from God, from what's concealed. Amen. But we know that this year in the Hebrew calendar is the year of what? Life. Life, yes. It's life. Yes, and it's that too. 5778. 2018, Kai is the year of life, okay? Well, in the life of Christ, we have rest. And this is going to be a study on rest. Now, today is a very important day because I'm laying a foundation. We're going to be saying a lot of these things over and over again, but if you don't, that's why I want everybody to get the foundation. Try for there not to be an interruption so we can, everybody can get the foundation, okay? The power of rest. This will be on our webpage. If you don't get it today and you want to go back and listen to it, you know, it's under our audio teaching for our Church Rivers International Worship Center. Okay. This is the year of the open door. This is the year of the open door. On the Jewish calendar, it's the year of reaping harvest. That's why we're sowing into the harvest concerning Ron Gray with our giving, okay? You always want to be sowing into where there's a harvest. God's giving Ron a harvest in India. We're going to find out just how much God is doing when he comes to visit with us. But there is a harvest. So we're sowing into the harvest. Do you understand that? Where God is bringing the harvest, we want to put seed, don't we? Yeah. Isn't that right? Amen. Yes, it is. This is a year of reaping the harvest by the Spirit. This is a year about timing, being in the right place at the right time, location, and about method. This is a year about timing, location, and method. Also, the method that we use is just as important as the timing and the location. Okay? And of course, the method, I will say, is a revelation of God's Word. Okay? I'm not talking about a formula. I'm talking about revelation. I'm talking about God. I'm talking about obedience to God's word. Okay? I'm going to start this out by saying that God wants us all to have a peaceful life. Yeah, he does. Jesus came to give us rest, didn't he? He said, "Take my yoke upon you because my yoke is easy and my burden is light," right? "Come to me, all you that are heavy laden, and I will give you what?"
Rest.
I will give you rest. "Take my yoke and learn from me." See? The reason some of us don't enjoy rest is that we haven't yet learned. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." Okay? So that's what we're doing. We're learning from him. Okay, you can't have a peaceful life in this world if you don't have finances. Well, thank you for that overwhelming response. You cannot have a peaceful life in this world if you don't have money.
Amen.
Money is not evil.
No.
It's the love of it. It's what drives you to get money. It's what your motivation is that's either pure or evil.
Right.
And we're going to get into that, okay? But you cannot live a peaceful life. Don't tell me. There is no peace in not being able to pay your bills.
Right.
There is no peace in not being able to buy food. There is no peace in not being able to provide for your children, your family, or to help somebody else. There's no peace in that. So you have to have money. So yes, this is in some ways a teaching about money. So just go ahead, if you have a problem with that, just go ahead and forgive me in advance, because that's what this is about, okay? Because God wants his people blessed. Yes, he does. If you, do you serve God in vain? Have you served God in vain? God said that of Jacob. I think it was a prophet that said that of Jacob, actually, that Jacob did not serve God in vain. Laban tricked him, changed his wages, but when Jacob left Laban, he came out richer than Laban was. And Laban was mad about it, but that's okay because God gave him a method. God gave Jacob a method to prosper him. He gave him the idea, the witty invention. You remember the rods that he put in front of the cows? And they produced the sheep? Excuse me, the sheep. Was it sheep?
Yeah.
Or cows? It was sheep. Okay. Well, thank you, my husband, for correcting me. Let it be known my husband just corrected me, and I received that correction. It was sheep. Okay. It was sheep. That's right. Spotted, speckled, and...
Yeah.
Amen. Okay. You can't have a peaceful life in this world without finances. When you are overwhelmed, you can't even dream about anything. People tell you to dream big. How can I dream big when I can't even pay the mortgage on my house? Okay. Let's get real. Okay. Well, people that are overwhelmed cannot receive new direction from God. If you are overwhelmed, you are so caught up in what you are overwhelmed that you can't even get direction from God. That's why we got to get out of debt, church. That's why we've got to be content with what we have. God wants to bless you. But when God blesses you, he adds no sorrow to it, okay? It doesn't. God's blessing doesn't become a burden to you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
People say, oh, God bless me. God bless me. Here's this good deal. Now, my charge card. I'm meddling. I'm fixing to go meddling. No, this was a blessing from the Lord. My husband says, it's a good deal if you can afford it. But this was a good deal. I couldn't have passed it down. Could you afford it?
Mm.
No, you got $50 left on you before you max out your charge card, but it was a good deal. Okay, Selah, let's go on. Let's pause and let's go on. Everybody done it. This is not about condemnation. Okay, everybody know that, okay? I'm not condemning anybody. I'm trying to teach us and help us. You know, when the preacher or the teacher teaches, you know what happens, don't you? It comes right back here. And you know that I am held in higher responsibility because I teach it. Because if I teach it and I fail to practice it, then God will stamp me as a counterfeit. So I need you to pray that I always practice what I preach. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's keep on going. People overwhelmed can't receive new direction. We were not designed to live with our nose to the grindstone. I'm not living like that. I don't want you to live like that. We were not designed to live with our nose to the grindstone. People, I see it all the time. People are working and working so hard and so hard and getting to that magic point in life where they're going to retire and they think everything's going to be better. And it's not better because they're so stressed out and worn out they can't even enjoy what they made. That's not how God intended us to be. That's not, y'all. I'm going to retire early so I can take care of my grandchildren. I'm already declaring it right now. I'm retiring early and I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to have abundance. I'm going to have abundance and I'm going to be blessed when I retire to take care of my grandchildren. Glory. And I'm leaving inheritance. Dean and I are leaving inheritance to our children and our grandchildren. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a testimony right now. Dean's mom, she honored God. She was a godly woman. She honored God. By the world standards, she might not have had a lot. But when that woman left this earth, every one of her grandchildren got an envelope with money in it. And both of her sons got envelopes. And she started giving stuff away before she left this earth. I got a bench in my living room, a beautiful bench in my living room. I didn't even know she was giving it to me. And after she passed, she told her brother, who kind of looked after things, that goes to Kathy. A godly person leaves an inheritance to their children and their grandchildren. Don't spend all your wealth. Don't spend all your money. Leave an inheritance. Okay, let's keep on going. No condemnation. Everybody's been guilty of doing wrong. We're going to get better, aren't we? Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Now, if you don't believe that statement, that we were not designed to live with our nose to the grindstone, and that people really work under toil and sweat, then you ought to read the book of Ecclesiastes. You ought to read that book. Now, I'm not going to go through all that because I have to get out of it so quick because it can be so downright overcoming. Glory to God. I was like, let me get out of this book real quick. Glory. Oh, God. I can't take too much of that. I've heard lots of things about Solomon and why he wrote what he wrote. I'm not going to get into that. But look at Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. Then I observed that most people are motivated to success because they envy their neighbors. Oh, Selah. Oh, Selah. Selah, 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 Selah. Pause and think about that. Let that marinate. Well, let's read that again. That's good preaching, Holy Ghost. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, starting at verse 4. Then I observed, says Solomon, that most people are motivated to success because they envy their neighbors. But this too is meaningless. It's like chasing the wind. Has anyone been able to catch the wind?
No.
Good luck with that. Fools fold their hands idle, leading to ruin. So we're not supposed to fold our hands idle and do nothing, right? Fools fold their hands, leading them to ruin. And yet, better to have one handful with quietness than two handfuls with hard work chasing the wind. Oh my God. Do you know why? Because the one handful with quietness comes from the Lord.
Yes.
It comes in rest, Joanne. You got it under rest and not toil and distress. One handful that's been given to you by God and under the blessing of God and comes with peace and rest is better than having two handfuls that you've got through toil and sweat and the grind and the sweat of your brow. Thank you for that overwhelming response. Thank you again. Thank you again. Let's read it again. Better to have one handful with quietness than two handfuls with hard work and chasing the wind. When God places a blessing in your hand versus when the flesh gets it. Versus when your flesh gets it and your own strength gets it. When God places that one handful in your hand is more than enough. It's the blessing of the Lord.
Yes.
It's with the quietness and the rest of the God. Either y'all are meditating or y'all or something. Matthew 6. Let's go to Matthew 6. Matthew 6 verse 31. It's either true or it's not, Lord. It's true, Lord. It's true because you are true. When I started earnestly seeking the Lord in my 20s, earnestly seeking God, this was the first verse the Lord gave me. This was the first hidden place in His Word that I cared enough to dig out, and He revealed to me the revelation of this Scripture. You know, it's God's glory to conceal a matter. It's to the honor of kings to dig it out, to search it out. Okay. Is this okay? Y'all good? Y'all listening? Y'all receiving?
Yes.
Okay. Matthew 6, 31 through 33. So don't worry about these things saying, what will we eat or what will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. What? These things worry. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else. Do it God's way. Seek it God's way. Get your prosperity God's way. Get your blessing God's way. And live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Don't start worrying. If the enemy wants you to start worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow, enjoy today.
Amen.
Enjoy today. Don't be worrying about tomorrow. The rapture, praise God, hallelujah. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. This teacher says the Lord spoke to him this word. He said, Gary, the mess you're in is not my fault. This man, Gary Cassay, if you listen to his testimony on YouTube, he was in a mess. Y'all, he was having to dig coin out of the sofa. He says this. He was digging coin out of the sofa to buy one Happy Meal to share with he and his wife and their three children. I think it was three children, five people. Y'all, that's a mess. Always borrowing money from his dad. Car always breaking down. Now, that's what he says about himself. So I'm just telling you what he says. And he said, the Lord said to him, the mess you're in is not my fault, Gary. My kingdom does not operate by buying things on debt. My kingdom does not operate by buying things on debt. Now, this might sound as silly as it can be, but God didn't save us on debt, did he?
No.
We had a debt we couldn't pay.
Yes.
He paid a debt he didn't know. And that's what the song said, I needed someone to wash my sins away.
Yes.
And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace.
Mm-hmm.
For God paid a debt I could not pay.
Yes.
God wants to get us out of financial
yes.
ruin.
Yes.
He wants to. He's going to get us out if we trust Him and do it His way. He's going to get us out. Amen.
Yes.
I believe that the prosperity of this body comes through us giving to Christ Central.
Amen.
And giving to. I believe it. The prosperity of this body comes through us. For the body we are, and I'm not going into all that, how God's blessed us financially, but you know, we did that as a body. We took, Carolyn brought the checking account statement, she brought the savings account statement, and we transferred it from the kingdom of earth to the kingdom of heaven. Lord, this is our five loaves and our two fish, Lord. But you know what? We are blessed. God has blessed this body. He has caused people to be mindful of us. But you know what? It's going to take more than that to do what we got to do. I'm just being real honest. We don't want to get in debt, right? It's going to take more than that to do what God wants us to do. Amen. I'm being honest. Because if it didn't take much, we wouldn't even need to seek the bank for a loan, would we? If we had enough, is that right? Okay. The kingdom is king's dominion. We need to learn that. The kingdom is king's dominion. What has God made us by the blood of His Son? A king, a priest, and a king unto Him. If you're in the kingdom, then you're living under the king's dominion. The kingdom is the king's dominion, right? If a king has a kingdom, that's his reign, his rule, right? When you're in the kingdom of God, whose dominion are you under? So you can't operate in the world system. God says the way to have much is to give it away. The world doesn't, that's not the world system, is it?
Yeah.
No. That's not the world system. Okay. God says if you want to be rich, you be generous. He says there's one that hoards and it leads to lack. There's one that opens their hands to the needy and they have plenty. Right? Is that what God says?
Yeah.
This is the king's dominion. We are in a different kingdom. We're not in the kingdom of the world. And we know that, don't we? Matthew 4. 18 through 22, if you want to write that down. But that is also the same passage that we're going to study, which is in Luke chapter 5:5. So you have two accounts. You have Matthew 4:18 through 22, and you have Luke 5, starting at verse 5. Turn to Luke chapter 5. We're going to get some revelation. Anybody ready for some revelation? Anybody ready to search out the scriptures and find some things you didn't know? Anybody ready? Amen. Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. Hallelujah. Let's start at the beginning. Oh, this is so good. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is so good. This is so, so good. We're going to read it through first, and then we're going to break it down. Okay, you ready? You ready to be blessed? You ready to be blessed? Hallelujah. One person smiled at me. The other person said yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We ready to be blessed?
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. One day, as Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, great crowds pressed in on him to listen to the word of God. He noticed two empty boats at the water's edge, for the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat in the boat and taught the crowds from there. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish." Master, Simon replied, we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let the nets down again. And this time their nets were so full of fish, they began to tear. A shout for help brought their partners in the other boat, which was James and John. And soon both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. They went from nothing to what? Abundance. So Simon realized what had happened. He realized who got in the boat. He fell to his knees before Jesus and said, oh Lord, please leave me. I am too much of a sinner to be around you. For he was awestruck by the number of fish that they had caught, as were the others. His partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. Jesus replied to Simon, don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people. You think that was something, Simon? From now on, you're going to be fishing for people. As soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus. When something like this happens in your life, you will leave everything. You will forsake every method, everything you've tried to do to get it your way. And something like this happens to you, I'm telling you, something like this happens to you, you'll forsake everything and you'll start following Jesus. Amen. They left immediately. When you see something like this happen, you know there is a deeper truth. There's a deeper revelation. There's something you've been missing in your life. And you're going to leave everything you have to follow Jesus. And that's what he did. Okay. Let's start back at verse 1. Okay. He noticed two empty boats on the water's edge, for the fishermen had left them and they were washing their nets. So obviously we know if they have left their boats and they're fishing their nets, they've abandoned the project. Do you get that?
Yeah.
They've seen it as useless. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
I'm trying to make a point. It was useless. It's useless to the fishing. It's useless to do this anymore. It's not working. What's the definition of insanity?
You do the same thing over and over
again. Expect to get different results. They're like, it's not working. We fished all night. It's useless. We're abandoning these boats. We're washing our nets. That's important, y'all. Then stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner. Jesus got involved. You're not doing it my way, buddy. You're not doing it my way. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. Okay? So he sat in the boat and taught the crowds from there. Okay? Simon had to give something. What did Simon give to Jesus? His boat. Yes, he had to offer Jesus something. He gave Jesus his boat. Simon sowed, if you could say, Simon sowed into the kingdom of God.
Yes,
he did. Simon sowed that day into the kingdom of God. What was Jesus need the boat for? Y'all making it so hard to preach today. I don't know if it's me, it's me. Holy Spirit help, Holy Spirit help. Jesus needed the boat to preach the kingdom. So if Simon's giving in the boat, what is Simon sowing into? He's sowing into, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What were the things that Simon needed that day? He needed fish. He was a fisherman.
Yes.
So he had to sow something. He had to give something into the kingdom of God.
Yes.
If you don't sow, you don't receive. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm about to loosen up. When he had finished speaking, Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets and catch some fish. That's the word of the Lord. That's the revelation to Simon. Okay? Master, he says. Fresh today off the press from Holy Spirit. To call him Master, you have to call him Master before you will truly seek him. If you can't call him Master, if you can't say, Lord, everything I have belongs to you, if you can't call him Master, you're not going to seek him. You're not going to do what he says to do if you can't call him Master. He said, Master. That meant right there, Simon saying, Lord, I believe you. You're my master. You're in charge. You're in charge. You didn't come out here and step in my boat for nothing. There's a lot of boats out of here you could have chosen, but you chose my boat. Now, why did you choose my boat? Master. You can't call him master until you're willing to seek him. If you're not willing to seek him, we're not willing to seek him, he's not our master. Okay. That's good preaching, Holy Ghost. Master, he replied, we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. He makes a statement. But if you say so, I'll let the nets down and go down again.
Yes.
Key point here. Peter, first of all, rehearsed his past. I fished all night and I've caught nothing. This has not worked. He's rehearsed the past trouble. Okay? But then, because the Lord said, go back out again. Go into the deep and go back out again. What did Peter say? Because you said so, I'll go. Where's the revelation here? Stop rehearsing the past and stop saying, Lord, because you say so, I'll go.
Yes.
Stop rehearsing the past. Stop rehearsing the past.
Yes.
And say to the Lord, nevertheless, because you say so, I'll do it. Because you say so, Lord, I tried it before and it didn't work. But nevertheless, Lord, because you say so, I will do it. That's right. Well, I thought y'all get more excited about that. There's two methods and two systems. The first is the toil all night. Don't you see that there? There's the toiling all night. But Jesus knew where the fish was. What did I tell you? This year is life, not just this year, but life in God's about timing.
Yes.
Jesus knew where the fish was.
Yes.
He said, go out into the deep. You hadn't gone out far enough, Peter.
Yes.
You've been fishing this spot right here, but you got to go out further into the deep.
Yes.
Give it all. Give it all. Get totally sold out to God and give it all. Go out into the deep. There's two systems here. There's the first system, which is they toiled all night, and then there's God's way. Which one do we want to do? I want to do it God's way. I don't want to toil all night. I don't want to toil all night. And we see the harvest there. That they had to call someone else in, James and John in, to pull in the harvest. And the boats were starting to sink. There was so much because they did it God's way. They did it the way the Lord said to do it. They did it using kingdom principles, and that's what we're going to get into. We're going to get into kingdom principles. We should be living an astonished life. Leave the past to find the future. Follow kingdom direction. Confidence in the kingdom, not in yourself. Confidence that when we do things God's way and do things the way of the kingdom, that's what's going to be bringing the blessing, y'all. If God speaks to you and say, give that person $20. That's what brings in the blessing. That's what brings in the boat full of fish that you have to call someone else to help you carry it in. The kingdom is the king's dominion, and it speaks of authority. Now, we're taught, we really are, let's be real, we have been taught in church. And if you haven't been taught, then thank God that you haven't been taught that way. But the more I cry, the louder I get, the puffier I get, the more authority I have in God. When all you have to do is speak the word.
Yes.
Am I against loud praying? No, I practice it. Am I against shouting? No, I practice it. Do I like to get aggressive in my prayer? Yes, I do. I practice it. But you know, that's not where the authority is. The authority is in all you. We obeying His word.
Yes.
Jesus I know, Paul I know, but
yes.
Who are you? You can't call him master if you don't seek him. He's not your master if you don't seek him. If you haven't given everything, the kingdom of God, every day, Lord, Every day, Lord, search the deepest part of my heart. Every day, Lord, I want to give it all to you, Lord. You know what I'm going to do before I do it. You know my thoughts altogether before I even think them. You know my actions before I even act them out. Lord, I give it all to you today. Get in the habit every day. Lord, I lift up my life to you every day, God. I need your help, Lord. I need your guidance, Holy Spirit. I can't do this without you. I need your help. You know my heart, God, that I want to seek you. I want to do it your way. Help me, Holy Spirit. Walk with me. Guide me. And at the end of the day, I've heard Dr. Fuchsia Pickett say this, and it's beautiful. She said it's like in biblical days when the women would go out and they would pick the wheat, and they'd have it in their apron, and they would toss the apron up, or a group of them would get together with a big sheet and they would toss the apron up, and what would happen would be the chaff would blow away in the wind and the wheat would fall down to the bottom of the sheet. So at the end of every day, she says, Lord, I lift my life up to you, Lord. Mm-hmm. I lift it up to you, Lord. Blow away all the chaff of this day. Blow away all the chaff, all the things that didn't matter this day. Father, that the wheat of my life what may remain today. Glory to God. I think that's a good prayer. We don't, we're taught we have to weep, we have to fast, we have to pray, we have to be upset, we have to carry on and on and on, when actually it's a legal position in the kingdom that God has placed us, and you don't have to feel anything to have authority. You don't have to feel anything to have authority. I've heard testimonies of people that have prayed things, they didn't feel a thing. They laid hands on people and prayed, and it felt like dead weight. It felt like, you know, that nothing happened. But then God did a miracle in their life. Authority is not based on a feeling. It's knowing your legal position. If you're born again, are you born again? Raise your hand. You're born again? You've been taken out of the kingdom of darkness and placed into the kingdom of light. In God's kingdom, you have authority in the name of Jesus. You have authority.
Yes.
Well, what if it don't move when I speak? Well, keep on speaking.
Yes.
Jesus said the one who knocks, the door is open. That's continuously. The one who seeks, finds. That's continuously. The one who prays and believes. And when you pray, believe. Not believe and then pray. Not believe and then pray. When you pray, believe. When it comes out of your mouth, believe that you have those things that you ask and you shall receive them.
Praise God.
When you pray, believe.
Yes.
Don't learn to accept failure. Don't learn to accept failure. And don't expect failure. Expect success. Ask God to show you how to change. Show us how to change. Ask Holy Spirit to show us, you know, oh, this job, she's just too hard for me. I'm not going to be able to do this. How can you expect me to do this? I can't do this. You've already accepted failure. You didn't even ask for God to help you.
Amen.
You've already accepted failure. Look, you got to learn, y'all. Okay, I know. I know I get passionate. I know I carry on. I know I carry on like this. Y'all, it's embedded in us. And I'm going to show you this if the Lord helps me to get to this part. And it came in through our ancestor, Adam. It's a curse. God did not curse the earth. Adam cursed the earth. Okay, let's just go ahead and go there. It is ingrained in us that we got to work and work and make this thing happen. It's ingrained in us. Peter worked all night and caught nothing. Never with Jesus, but when Jesus gave the instructions and he obeyed God's instructions, then came the prosperity. It's ingrained in us. I have to work by the sweat of my brow. Now I have to really watch that because I'm a strong woman.
Yes.
I've had the prophet say to me, "You're strong. I mean, you're physically strong. You better watch out, honey." He knows it.
You better
watch out. That's right. But the prophet said to me, "You're a strong woman." My grandmother was a strong woman. My mom is a strong woman.
Yes.
I have to keep that in check and balance in my life and know that it's not by the power of my strength and by my might, but it's by the power of His Spirit. I want to work under the influence of the Holy Spirit. I don't want to work under the influence of this physical body. Now, He'll anoint me at a time to do what needs to be done. I know that. He'll anoint you and give you, like the prophet Elijah. We're out in the chariot.
Yes.
Elisha.
Yes.
Elijah. An anointing came on him and he outran the chariot. He got back to the palace for the kingdom. I know sometimes the anointing of God, but I don't want the anointing of Kathy to come on me because I got to get this task done. I want the anointing of God on my life. I don't want to work by the sweat of my brow that when I retire, I'm so worn out, I can't get down on my knees and play with my grandchildren. See, that's my personality. I know that I have to ask, that I need help in this area. I'm wise enough to know I'm not wise enough. That's wisdom. You have to be wise enough to know you don't know everything. If we're so wise we think we know everything, God cannot give us revelation. Okay, so go on. Come on, come with me to Genesis. It's embedded in us, y'all. From our youth, it's embedded in us, Lord, y'all. That if you don't work hard, you're not going to get it. You got to connive. You got to get a scheme. You got to do this. You got to will. You got to deal. That is not the blessing of the Lord, and you won't keep it. If you get it that way, you won't keep it. Okay. I'm really trying really hard to walk in love. I am really trying. Huh?
You got a will and deal.
If you got a will and deal to get it, you're not going to keep it.
The wheels will fall off.
Yeah. If you got a maneuver and you got the scheme and scheme to get, it's going to slip back through your hands. Wisdom without wealth wealth without wisdom will do you no good. What's the first principle thing God says to get? What's the wisdom? And all you're getting, get wisdom. Because if you don't have wisdom with the wealth, you won't know how to spend it. You won't know what to do with it. Okay. Let's go to Genesis.
That's the problem right there. If you get wealth and you don't have wisdom, you'll spend it. If you have wisdom, you'll invest it.
That's right. Into the kingdom of God.
Yes, ma'am.
Into the kingdom of God. But sometimes even God overrides common sense. But I know what you mean. Yes. 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 Discernment, yes. I agree with that. Discernment, I agree with that. But there are sometimes too. Like to Peter, it didn't make common sense to go back out in that boat. Did it? But I understand what you're saying, Robert. I do understand. Let's share this one. Go ahead and turn to Genesis chapter 3, but I'm going to share this with you. How did the fish show up in the disciples' boat? How did the fish show up in the disciples' boat? How did that happen? The kingdom, yes. And also, I already told you, the king is the king's what? Dominion. And when Jesus showed up, the king's dominion was there. The king's dominion. Not that when Jesus showed up, the king's dominion arrived. You understand that? Jesus was on the scene and his kingdom was on the scene. Okay? And his kingdom has a set of laws. Just like any kingdom has laws, right? God's kingdom has if you take advantage of these laws, if we take advantage of the laws of the kingdom of God, then we will succeed. Because I meant to look this word up. I didn't do it. You smart students need to help me. What does, and I know what it means, but I want a dictionary definition. What does supersede mean? I don't want your opinion. Somebody look it up. It's in Google. What does supersede? The laws of the kingdom of God supersede the laws of the kingdom on earth, y'all. That's why I said that to Robert. Sometimes you have to operate outside of common sense. You think it made common sense to the people looking at the widow that day when she gave all that she had into that offering?
Yes.
When Jesus said to the rich people that gave, they didn't give it all because they gave out of their they gave a little bit of their abundance.
Yes, she gave all.
She gave all. Yes. The laws of the kingdom of God supersede the laws of the kingdom of earth. When Jesus showed up that day, it was the king's dominion.
Yes.
Now, what have you been born into? The kingdom. You are living under the king's dominion. You've been made to sit with him in heavenly places. Is that right?
Yes.
I like that song we did this morning. But I don't totally agree with him. He says, he's saying when I leave this earth, I will sit in heavenly places. No, I sit in heavenly places right now.
Yeah.
Right now, I sit. I have been made to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He is the right hand of God, the place of all what? Authority.
Yes.
And he's given me the right to use his name. We're in a different kingdom, y'all. We have authority in this kingdom.
Yes.
We have authority in this kingdom. Supersede. Who got that definition?
Take the place of a person or thing previously in authority or use. Supplant.
Okay.
Take the place of.
Okay. So the kingdom of God takes the place of the kingdom of earth. It supersedes. It takes the place. When you're born to the kingdom of God, you cannot operate like the earth system. When you operate like the earth system, you're going to be miserable. So, y'all, we're born into another kingdom. We're still trying to operate with an Adamic nature. Now, I didn't say a bad word. I'm saying Adam, like Adam, okay? We're still trying to operate and still trying to get things by the toil and the sweat of our brow instead of operating under the principles of God's kingdom. I'm in another kingdom. Give and it shall be given unto me.
Yes.
Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over shall God calls men to give unto me. What I sow, I shall reap. I'm giving, Dean and I are giving our seeds an assignment that we are sowing into Ron Gray. I am expecting a return on my seed. That's a kingdom principle.
Yes.
Who knows? But, like Carmen said earlier, you give to the poor, you're doing it in advance. So that you don't get sick.
Yeah.
It's just a thought.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thought. Who knows, but me sowing and giving to the poor caused me the other day, Saturday to be exact, when the enemy tried to trip me up on those steps, caused me to land in such a way with my head hitting the door and my hand going against the door.
Yes.
And then I felt my neck jar. And the first thing I said, oh no, you're good. Oh no.
Yes.
Oh, no, you're good. And I have been good. And I am good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Y'all, I'm just not entertaining. I'm not trying to entertain you. I'm not whispering this. I believe you will have the things that you say. If you say that, if you speak negative, it says of Job, the thing that he feared came upon him. Is that right? The thing that he feared. Fear is the opposite of faith. The more we get into God, everybody has a temptation to fear. You live in this world, even the things in the world come at you. But you don't have to give in to the temptation. Fear is the enemy of faith. Where there, we have to work to drive fear out, y'all, because where there is fear, faith will not work. Where there is fear, faith will not work. Faith will not work where there's fear. Because there's not fear in the kingdom of God. Okay, come on, let's go. Let's go. The kingdom is a set of laws. As you take advantage of these laws, the laws of the kingdom supersede. Okay? You live under a set of new laws. Ephesians 2:19. Benefits in the kingdom. Do you know in the kingdom there's over 7,000 promises in the kingdom? Do you know that? Do you know what they are? They're in this word right here. Ephesians 2:19. Let me read that. Then we're going to get to Genesis, I promised. And what time is it? Wait, somebody give me the time. 12:36. So we're about to wrap it up. Everybody say amen. We're about to wrap it up. 2:19. Hallelujah. So now you Gentiles are no longer strangers and foreigners. You're no longer on the outside. You are citizens along with all God's holy people. You are members of God's family. You're in a new kingdom. You're in a new place. Let's just make it plain. You're not a slave. Don't have a slave mentality. You are a prince or a princess. You're in the kingdom of God. God is your father. Your identity is not based on what you do. It's who you are. Ask someone, who are you? Oh, I'm a banker. Oh, I'm a teller. Oh, I'm a mother. Oh, I'm a housewife. Oh, I'm a Sunday school teacher. No, that's not what I ask you. Who are you? I am a child of the Most High God. I am my Father's princess. That's who you are. Our identity is not based on what we do. It's who we belong to. Okay, y'all making it hard for me to preach today. It's okay. Adam and Eve, let's come on back. Adam lost his identity when he disobeyed God. He lost his identity. And he struggled under a struggle he was never meant to struggle under until he died. But Christ Jesus has delivered us from that. Genesis chapter 3. Let's start at verse 17. And to the man he said, since you listened to your wife and ate from the tree. That don't mean you're not supposed to listen to your wife. That just means he shouldn't have listened to his wife and ate from the tree. Hello, Selah. Yes. The fruit I commanded you not to eat. The Lord gave you your wife for a helpmeet, for a helper. Oh my God. Okay, here comes back another revelation the Lord had given years and years ago at a teaching. Dr. Tony Evans, to be exact, at Jackie's house. If you do not honor your wife, man, then you're destroying your own strength.
Well.
If you give no honor to your wife and you're not willing to take your wife's advice under the influence of Holy Spirit, and you say you have a godly wife, you say and bear testimony of that, but you're not willing to take her advice because you have lifted yourself up in pride and you're not willing to listen to advice from your wife, then you're destroying your own strength. God gave you your wife for a helpmate, to help you.
Yes.
When you don't listen to your wife, you're destroying your own help, your help, and your own strength. Okay, that was extra. I put that in there, so glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of you will receive that, some of you won't, but it's the truth. Go back and read it. Your wife is your helpmate.
Yes.
Two have a good reward for their labor, lest one of them fall down, the other one can pick them back
yes.
up. Right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Right.
If one of them fall down, the other pick up.
That's right.
If she fell down, she picked them up.
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
That's
yes.
right. Together.
Oh,
hallelujah. It's okay. It is well. Well, let's keep on going. I will cause hostility between you and the woman. Well, let's go back. Okay. Okay, let's go to verse. Well, I love that part, actually. That's why. I will cause hostility between you and the woman and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head and you will strike his heel. Then he said to the woman, I will sharpen the pain of your pregnancy, and in pain you will give birth. You will desire to control your husband, but he will rule over you. That's a curse.
Yeah.
We're meant to be co-equal.
Yeah.
No one's supposed to rule over the other.
Yeah,
I'm the man and you better do what I tell you to do. I'm the head. You're the head under Christ, Jack.
Yes.
And if you don't, come on now. You're the head under Christ.
Yes.
Follow me as I follow Christ.
Yes.
When you start following Christ, and I'll follow you, Jack.
Yes.
It's not just I'm the head, do what I say.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm turning red.
I like that.
He said something smart before you said it.
Oh, it's not. I'm not saying on that. I'm just saying in general.
Yes.
That a man that is full of pride like that, people go nowhere in the kingdom of God. I'll make no apologies about it. You're proud. You're lifted up in pride. Same thing. I'm going on with it. Same thing to think a woman shouldn't preach. Let me tell you something else. The first ones that preached the message, she was alive, the gospel, were women.
Yes.
At the tomb.
Yes.
The
men
went
with
it. Hid.
Yes. Oh, God.
Great was the host of women who published it. That scripture,
yes.
Jack, go look it up.
Yes.
And great was the host of women that published it.
Yes.
So get off your pride.
Yes.
Get off your pride.
Yes.
Get off your pride. Because you're headed for a fall. 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 And to the man he said, since you listened to your wife and ate from the tree, whose fruit I command you not to eat, the ground is cursed because of you. The ground is cursed because of you. All your life you will scratch. You will struggle to scratch a living from it. It will grow thorns and thistles for you, though you will eat of its grains. God's merciful. By the sweat of your brow you will have to have food to eat until you return to the ground from which you were made. For you were made from dust, and to the dust you will return. Y'all, that's not a blessing. Adam did it. Adam cursed the ground. Satan became the ruler of this world, but God got it back in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
God got it back. I'm not under the earth curse system. That's what Pastor Kazee calls the earth curse system. The earth curse system is where you are working under the sweat of your brow. You're scratching, always scratching, always scratching, trying to find another place to dig up money, to make money, to make money. Something's not right. Something's not right. Something's not right. It's not right. We have to examine ourselves. We have to examine ourselves. Oh my God. I will tell you something. When Pastor Sam was my pastor, our pastor, I honored God with the first fruits. I was taught about first fruits and I honored it. And now I honor my parents with the first fruit. And I'm going to tell you something, blessed. God has blessed me. And I've told you, I've gotten two raises this year. Two raises this year. And I'm not working by the sweat of my... I didn't work by the sweat of my brow to do it. When you treat people right, when you do the right thing and you honor God, the word got back to the president of the bank through a customer of how he had been treated. And next thing I knew, I was called to the office and I was doing that. When you treat people right and you do the right thing.
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm telling you, when you honor God, God will honor you. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, y'all. Adam cursed it, God did not. Painful toil and sweat system, the curse system, is how we grew up. We will never reach our potential that way. Never. We have to seek first the kingdom of God, get into God's word, do things based on kingdom principle, y'all. Okay. If God says, this is what you do, and I will bless you, then that's what you do. We will never reach our potential that way. We will never reach our potential that way. Adam's identity was tied to what he did, not who he was. After that, the earth was cursed. So he worked all of his life to try to reverse the curse. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
This land is cursed.
Yes.
We're not cursed in God. There is no one in Christ Jesus is cursed, y'all. Mm. We're not. We're blessed in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
But if we're not obedient to the principles of the world, we're not operating kingdom principles, we don't get the blessing. You're not cursed. I don't believe that. I don't believe that when you come to Christ Jesus, you're not cursed. You're a brand new creation.
Yes.
God... But if you don't operate in kingdom principles, you don't get the blessing. You don't get the blessing. And to me, it's just, I might as well be cursed not to live under God's blessing. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To not have God's blessing in your life is a curse.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like God cursed me, but if I don't have God's blessing, what else is there to attain in life? What else do I want in life but the blessing of God?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to wrap it up. Adam lost his positional identity. He lost his royalty based on who... Now it became based on who can win the rat race. I can't remember that comedian. I cannot remember him. Unless I do. I think it's coming back to me. Burton was a... Burton.
Milton
Berle. Yeah. Thank you, sweetie. Oh, that's my iron sharpening iron back there for worthy praise. Glory to God. It was a comedy show. It's funny, but it's not funny. They would ask him. He was a comedian. They'd ask him, "How's it going?" He said, "Oh, it's a rat race and the rats are winning." That's a bad mentality. That's a bad confession. I needed that laugh. I needed that laugh.
That is funny.
It is the I am what I do mentality. It is I am a self-made man. No, you're not. Not in Christ Jesus. You'll be miserable. And it should be, I am who I am is who you are in Christ. The prodigal son judged himself as a servant, didn't he? That same mentality. But he was royalty. Everything in the house belonged to him, didn't he? But he judged himself when he got in a bad situation. He said, the servants have more than I do. He put himself down on that scale. Instead of them saying, I'll return to my father's house. Listen, y'all, it's the truth. I'll return to my father's house. I'm royalty. He didn't say that. He said, I'll return to myself and I'll make my, to my father's house. I'll make myself a servant. Yes. There's that earth curse system mentality again. He was royalty. And what did the father do when he saw him?
Put his robe on him.
No, you're not a servant. I'm not a slave in God's house, y'all. Yes. I am a prince. I am a princess. Yes. I am a son, a daughter of God. I am royalty. I have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Glory to God. I've been made to sit with Christ in heavenly places. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you can see it, you can have it. Glory to God. The harvest doesn't always come on the same day, but it will come. The harvest doesn't always come on the same day, but it will come.
Amen.
Even their blessing didn't come on the same day. They toiled all night for fish. The fishermen, they didn't get a blessing, but it came the next day, didn't it?
Yes.
Glory to God. Some thoughts cancel God's law. I don't know about this, or that's not for me. Yes, it is for you. Some thoughts, I don't know about that. I don't know about that principle. I don't know if I can do that. That's not for me. Get that thought. Bring that thought into captivity. It is for you. You can do it. Yes, you can. You can do it. Yes, you can. It is for you. If God put it in your heart, you can do it. Rest from your own work. Rest from your own work. And rest in God. You know, I believe when Jesus, I'm going to wrap it up with this. I believe when the Word of God says in the book of Genesis, toward the end of Genesis, chapter 1, then into the beginning of chapter 2. You know, in the end of chapter 1, He created the earth and then He created man, right? And then He rested. I believe when God said, it is finished, it is good, it is complete. He said His work was complete and He rested. I believe right there that was fulfilled when Christ said it is finished on the cross. I believe right there when God said, my work is completed, He rested. I just believe this, my story, okay, my picture in my mind, that I believe right there when God said it's completed, that He saw Christ. He saw Christ hanging on the cross. And Jesus said, it is finished, it's completed. Y'all, every plan that God has for your life is already finished. It's already written. Y'all, it's true. It's finished. It's over. You know what we have to do? We have to be that king that digs into the word for revelation to find the plan, to find the plan that God has. We have to seek first His kingdom and the plan unfolds. Carmen, you had a thought or suggestion?
Yeah. Between last week and this week, because I got more understanding with Adam,
Good. And then, Revelation.
When Adam lost his identity, See, because what did he lose? He said, in the day that you do this, you'll die. What caused him to die? Adam was already living in the kingdom of God.
Yes, he was.
It was the glory of God that came off of him. So he died to what was eternal. The glory is what identified him.
Oh, yes.
Our identity is in Christ.
The glory of God.
Adam was already identified with God. It was his identity that fell off, that died.
That's right.
God removed the glory. The glory is what identified Adam. The glory is what identifies us.
He couldn't see who he was any longer.
He could not see who he was any longer because the enemy totally lied to him and said that your eyes will be open. And we know this. Adam already had everything.
Yes.
He already knew everything. So don't allow the enemy to keep you on the hamster wheel, on the toiling. That's toiling.
No.
It has no end. It goes on and on and on. And last week, the Lord gave me that the revelation of His kingdom is without end.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have been translated from darkness, because Jesus won us, He won the Adamic covenant back for us.
Yes.
So Jesus translated us out of the darkness back into His light. So again, everything that we get, everything that we have, we translate it from the darkness into the light. Mm. And it has no end. My kingdom is without end.
It keeps on producing after its own kind.
And it'll keep producing after its own kind.
Glory to God.
What we get is from this natural earth, but then we are to translate it from this darkness into the kingdom.
That's right. Amen.
With the blood of Jesus and with all of that.
Yes.
And it's without end. Amen. But that's what Adam lost his identity because he lost the glory. Jesus gave it back to us, so we, our identity is in Christ. Amen.
Because when God blesses us with increase, I saw something that you were sharing. It's for a purpose.
Yes.
And that purpose is not fulfilled until it's put into the kingdom of God.
Woo!
The purpose won't be fulfilled for why God blesses you until it's put into the kingdom of God.
Yes.
God didn't bless you for the purpose that it remain in this kingdom, in this realm. Do you understand that?
Yes.
He blessed you so His purpose can be fulfilled. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? Any thoughts or comments?
Thought about the only thing, because we say that Old Testament is a shadow, and then New Testament reveals.
Yes.
It wasn't the only time, and I'm sure that we can find others. But Peter said, "Okay, at your word, I'll do this."
Yes, right.
It also happened to Elijah. Elijah in chapter in Kings 18 verse 36. First Kings 18 verse 36. I'm just going to read the last part so we can go. "Let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word."
At your word. "I have done these things at your word."
At your word.
Y'all, there's a strategy for everything we come up against.
At your word.
I used to tell my children, if you have to force it, it doesn't fit.
Right.
That makes common sense, right?
Yes.
Don't force it. There's a reason why it doesn't fit. That's a reason why you having to force it, it doesn't fit. So my point in saying that, y'all, when we come across any problem in life, we have to stop and ask God for what. We can't rush into it. We need to stop and ask God, "God, what's the answer?
Yes.
What's the solution to this? How do I solve this problem?"
Yes.
How do I solve this problem? Or don't rush into it madly. Any comment? Anybody else? Start a comment.
I have a comment for Mother Lord. I just want to thank you for the message and what you said. Because you know what? If we sit down and listen to you, we will be right on the track.
Okay,
Last week, around Tuesday night, around 3 o'clock, I hear a voice, and it was the sweetest voice. It's like I just want to go away. It said, "Come, my little one, come unto me." And I get up, I said, "Well, I'm going to die." Then, around Friday morning, the Spirit wake me up with a power and said, "Now unto him that is exceedingly abundantly will, if you ask or think." And I begin to pray with that power. Mm-hmm. But now I have to go back to sort out everything that I put down. It disappeared, Kathy. Everything I do, everything I have to hold on to things, because it just go. I don't know where it go. I sit down and I write the offering, because I don't have tithe. I have offering. I can't find it.
Oh, you mean today you brought
today,
it?
Today
you can't find it.
Well,
you will find it. The Lord will show you where you place it.
Uh-huh.
He will find it.
In the house it disappeared.
He will show you.
Now I thank you for the message, because you preach an excellent message.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
You preach a message unto God's people. that we may go home and examine ourselves. Because I am going home to examine myself and talk to my daughter. And don't be afraid. Mm-hmm. God's people should not be afraid.
No.
Because we have somebody who will help us along the journey.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes.
I want to say something.
Okay.
For, I think, past 2 months or whatever, mm-hmm. I've asked God to teach me about rest and about living kingdomly.
Amen. Praise God.
So, that's what I want to say. Yes.
He's answering. There's a lot more to learn. There's a lot more to dig out and learn. So
but that was one of my devotion in the morning. Is God, how do I live kingdomly? How do I rest? Not the rest that I think. But His rest is
doing it God's way.
Yeah.
Not being anxious.
Yes.
For anything, but waiting for instructions from Him. Amen.
So thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Okay. Praise any other comments or any other comments? We close it out. No. Okay. Thank you, Lord. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and you add no sorrow to it, Lord. Amen.